It's Marketplace Tech for November 4th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Right now, the most popular items in Apple TV's new app store seem to be games, while online education company Coursera is hoping to rise up those app rankings with a tool for viewing massive open online courses on the latest version of the Apple TV. Will people try to learn and veg out at the same time? Marketplace's Amy Scott takes a look.
Picture it. It's Friday night, you pop some popcorn and sit back on your couch for a little Calculus 1 with Ohio State professor Jim Fowler.
It's going to be challenging to understand all of this stuff, but I think the payoff is worth it because the concepts in calculus are just really cool.
Sold? Shobita Thomas is a mobile product manager with Coursera, the company behind the new MOOC app. She says Coursera students already move between laptops and mobile devices.
They've become a multi-screen audience, and this was just a natural extension of that.
The challenge, as it always has been for MOOCs, is to turn that audience into revenue. Coursera's classes are free, but it sells certificates to people who finish them. Jeff Alderson is an analyst with EduVentures.
If they are making money, it's not a lot, because the vast majority of students that start courses on their platform don't finish.
Alderson says the real money will come when MOOC providers figure out how to get more students to stick it out and pay for the proof. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
It's hard to tell whether Amazon's latest move is swan diving into a new pool of customers or jumping the shark. The company has opened a brick-and-mortar store in Seattle this week. Guess what it's going to sell? Books. Ian Scher is chief editor of news at CNET and has been looking at this. Hi, Ian.
Hi.
All right, help me understand the irony of this situation. Amazon is opening a physical store and it's going to have books in it?
Yeah, so Amazon has opened a store in Seattle. It's got 5,000 to 6,000 titles in it. And what's really interesting about it is that they're trying to use Amazon data. Of course, this is a technology company, and they are taking all of this data that they've collected about what we like and what we tend to buy, including the books that you wouldn't expect to be very popular, and they're going to use that to stock their stores. They really think that this can succeed and that the data will show the way to really being a successful bookstore.
Why? Why are they actually doing this? I mean, I can't imagine that they're just trying to simply sell books.
Part of what has made bookstores struggle from a lot of people's perspective is that there are a lot of books in there that people don't buy. And so there's a lot of room that's taken up by stuff that isn't moving. And so if Amazon can actually create a retail store that's filled with books that people are constantly buying, then they're actually going to be probably more successful than what a local bookstore might be. But a lot of times when you see Silicon Valley companies trying to build their own stores or do something that you wouldn't expect a Silicon Valley company to do, oftentimes it's because they think they can do it better. So maybe Amazon can show the bookstores how to do this successfully. We'll see.
Ian Scher, CNET News Executive Editor. Ian, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
If you haven't had your first fall season cold, I salute you. When it does come, there are new options for treatment for some residents in the state of Ohio, where some Duane Reade pharmacies are hosting 8-foot by 5-foot telemedicine kiosks built by a company called HealthSpot. They won't stand in for all procedures, but this is part of a future that many in the healthcare field are imagining. Steve Cashman is the CEO of HealthSpot. Steve, what happens when I step into one of these things?
First of all, you're going to be greeted by a wellness ambassador that's working with the HealthSpot station. And basically, you're going to go through the same vital check that a nurse would take you through in an office. They're going to get your height, weight, your blood pressure, and your temperature. At that point is when the magic starts to happen. and a doctor is going to pop on the video screen, and you're surrounded by six other medical devices, the same ones he would typically have in his office. That doctor's able to listen to your heart or your lungs or look in your ear, and he's allowing you to see the same thing he's seeing and hearing. So it's a very rich experience for the consumer.
Can you talk a little bit about how HealthSpot is thinking about protecting people when they go into these kiosks and when they start using telemedicine as a way to get care?
Our kiosk is a thin client application, meaning that there's not any of your data sitting on that unit. It's actually all up in the cloud. We're actually starting a secure session. All of the data and stuff is confined to that session.
I imagine that you feel like we're really at the beginning of this, and I wonder where you think this is going.
You're definitely at the beginning. Less than a million consults will take place over the last 12 months or have. And so you have a marketplace that's over a billion appointments that could be treated with the type of telemedicine tools that are in HealthSpot today. So, you know, sub 1% adoption today. So obviously a lot of growth. I think what you'll see over the next 5 years is two types of medicine. And it's either going to be, I need to touch you, cut you, look at you in person, and you're coming into a facility. And then there's everything else. And it's, how do I deal with that remotely? And then what we see is a lot of the technologies that are big and expensive that are in hospitals are going to keep moving down in cost and size. If you were a consumer in, let's say, 2025, you're going to have a whole host of options of things that you can do from your office, your home, your pharmacy. And that's what has to happen to fix this healthcare system, is being able to get people to the right care at the right place at the right time.
Steve Cashman is the CEO of HealthSpot. Steve, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.